Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
March 14th, 2006, the Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, build your own photo website. That's right, we're going to talk about web presence today, and I have actually quite a bit to say about this. Now, probably the first thing that you're thinking is, Derek, you know, I don't really need a website. And my answer back to you is actually very simple. Yes, you do. And I'm going to tell you why today and tell you a little bit about easy ways to put one together. But let me tell you, let's get to the why first, because that part is important. Okay. And I'm going to tell you a story. When I was working for a communications department for a healthcare company way back when, and this was actually before the internet was widely used by businesses. In fact, one of my jobs there became helping getting them onto the web and build their first website, which I tell you, oh my gosh, bringing healthcare onto the web, I'm telling you, that was just some crazy stuff, and I'm so glad those days are over. But anyway, at this time, we were doing mainly print, and we would do these brochures, especially for when they came out with a new product. In other words, a new way to package healthcare so that people would buy it, you know. But it was still the basic stuff, you know, copay and, you know, eye benefits and, you know, mental health and, you know, all that other kind of stuff. But they would repackage these things different ways and market them to a particular audience. So what was really interesting about this process is that the marketing people would come to us in communications and they'd say, all right, you know, we have this new product. It's called, you know, Long Life or Live Healthy or whatever, you know, one of those things. You know, it's always, you know, always has some warm, fuzzy picture of a child on the cover of the brochure. And they would say, okay, so we have this new product called, you know, Live Forever, and we want you guys to do a brochure for us. And so we'd say, okay, sounds great. And then my job would be to, you know, to sort of find out what needed to go in the brochure, who the target audience was, you know, what are the benefits, what are the highlights, what are the things that, you know, maybe aren't so cool about this that I should know about. And the fascinating thing was that this process of making a brochure for these people who had already figured out this product, already had it approved by, you know, the government, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, we were like the last step in the line, okay? And so me helping them figure out how to do this little old brochure, right, should be the easiest thing in the world, would raise all these questions about the product itself. And suddenly they realized that they hadn't really, you know, thought about this product in every way possible, and actually in some ways didn't even really understand the product themselves. So the process of making a brochure, a little 8.5 by 11 trifold brochure, you know, would actually help these people figure out their product in a way that they couldn't do prior to making the brochure. And there's something about communications that does this, you know, and I'm talking about the art and science of communications. Okay, so that actually has something to do with you, believe it or not. That's not just a flashback, although a painful one, to my work history years and years ago. This has something to do with you, and this, I'm going to tell you what that is right now. When you put together a website of your photography, a website focused on your photography, it helps you look at your photography in ways that you never would have dreamed before, because you have to start asking yourself all sorts of questions. Okay, what pictures am I going to feature? Who am I in terms of a photographer? What sort of things do I do best? What are my best pictures? What are my best subjects? Am I an existing light photographer? Am I a candid photographer? Am I a landscape photographer? Am I a event photographer? And, you know, all these, and I'm not saying that you have to put yourself into a box and say, well, I'm just landscape and that's it, because you'll have other stuff too. But suddenly, when you start thinking about presenting your work to the rest of the world, you start looking at your own process. And you start looking at your own work in ways that you never would have before. And I think that this is a very healthy exercise. I think this is something that you should consider doing. And of course, the end product is a storefront, okay? Even if you're not in an entrepreneur kind of mode, it's a storefront, a window to your photography that you can share with the rest of the world. Now, once you have your website up, featuring your work and the other things that you want to talk about or show people, then all you have to do is give people a URL, and that is your follow-up card. That is, the conversation continues there, okay? And what I do even, I go online and I order these business cards from, you know, the folks that you can get business cards relatively fast and cheap online. And they're business cards specifically for the site. I have business cards for the digital story. And it has what we do here, and it has the URL, and it has the title, and all that good stuff, has my name. And so if I'm talking to people and we're talking about digital story kinds of things, then I can say, here's a card, so you remember how to get to the site, you remember the name of it, go check it out. And, you know, submit a grab shot, or join the photo assignment for this month, or download the podcast, or whatever you want to do. But then you have something to put in their hand so that they can follow up and actually keep the conversation going. Okay. So what I'm doing here is trying to pull you out of your closet, out of your photographic darkroom, and put you out there, because I think that photography and our pictures are meant to be shown and shared with other people. That's why we have grab shots, for example, is so that you have a place to show your work to other folks. Now, going back to the website thing for just a second, for instance, now let's say that you send in a grab shot, okay, and I think it's really cool, and I put it up on the site, and I put the little story with it, as we do, and then I can put a link to your website in the caption. I can either link it to your name or call it out specifically or whatever, so that if people want to see more of your work or want to learn more about you or just get to know you better as a photographer, then there's a follow-up. This is just a regular example of how a photo website is handy. And the thing that I've noticed, we've published over 20 grab shots now, and by the way, I just dig the whole grab shot thing, and I'm not going to digress on that at the moment, but I just think it's really cool, and I love the shots that are coming in right now, and you guys are just doing great with that. So, I love this concept, but I'm surprised how many of you don't have websites or don't give me websites with your grab shot. So there's no way to really keep the conversation going. We get to see one shot, and then that's it. Okay, I'd like to see more. Same thing on the photo assignments. I'd like it. My choice would be that if every one of you that submitted stuff to the site had a URL to go with it, that I could put on the website and get it out there in the internet so folks can see it. That's my first choice, and maybe that's why I'm doing this show. Although there's another reason why I'm doing this show too. So I'm going to tell you another quick story. Yeah, I'm just full of malarkey today, I know, but it's just that kind of day. It's raining again here in Santa Rosa, and I've been cooped up working on the computer, and so I'm just a yakety-yak-yak right now. Anyway, so there's this new application in iLife 06, and iLife 06 is a package of applications produced by Apple Computer. It has iPhoto 6 in it. has iDVD, has all sorts of stuff, GarageBand. And one of the new things that they put in there is something called iWeb. So we ran an article on Mac Dev Center comparing iWeb with two other web consumer web creation tools. And I thought it was really interesting what the author of the article had to say and what the comments had to say. And some folks were saying, well, you know, iWeb is, you know, just, it's, you know, it's too inflexible, yada, yada, yada. And I was kind of looking at this application thinking, wow, I think it has some potential here. So my other site, the Story Photography site, which is www.storyphoto.com, that's my commercial site. That's where my weddings and portrait assignments come in. And that's the site that actually pays for what I do here on the Digital Story. The Digital Story is a labor of love paid for by Story Photography. So the Story Photography site is very important to me. And I originally built that site in 1997 and really hadn't changed it much over the years. And it was really needing a facelift. I mean, it was embarrassing. But, it was still doing what it was supposed to do and still bringing in clients and so forth. And plus, I was tied up on this site here because, you know, I've been working on this since October. And there's a lot to it, especially, you know, when you get into all the syndication stuff and the podcasting stuff, Google Ads, all that. There's a lot of things to deal with here. So finally, I said, I'm just tired of looking at Story Photo the way it is. And so on Saturday morning, this last Saturday morning, I fired up iWeb and said, I'm just going to see how long it takes me to redo the site. And using iWeb, I managed to basically create a brand new site in 3 hours. And it has 4 pages. It has the homepage where you come in, which is very informative and has all sorts of links. And I'll have the link to, well, it's www.storyphoto.com, but I'll put the link in the show notes. And then it has a pricing page for weddings, and it has a pricing page for portraits, and it has a contact page. And then all the other links are to things that are already ongoing, which are the galleries that I create when I do a wedding or a portrait assignment. And so all I had to do was just, you know, link to those existing galleries. So that wasn't too hard. But actually, I built the site from scratch to finish. From scratch to finish. Oh my gosh. From scratch in less than 4 hours. And it was pretty incredible. So that got me thinking also about, well, I knew I wanted to talk about, you know, building your photo website, but I thought I better have some tools in hands before I do that. Otherwise, it's just me saying, you know, I really think you should have this. And then, hey, go have good luck, you know, go have a good time. And I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to have some good concrete stuff. So the tool that I tested on Saturday, and you can go to the site and take a look for yourself to see what you think, is this iWeb tool. And this is for Mac users. There are great tools for Windows users also. And this is just one that I happen to have tested this weekend. And take a look at the finished product and let me know what you think. But the thing that I like about it, it does have pages specifically for photo galleries. It's a very, very nice design, very nice typography. It is template driven, so it takes a lot of the beginning work out, you know, it makes that part easy. And the thing that I like about it also is that it uses current web technologies. It's XHTML compliant. It uses CSS, it uses JavaScript, and the final product is very attractive. Now, the way that you can use it, even if you don't have your own web server, I have a web server already that I use for Story Photography and for this site. So basically, I just built the site, saved it to the hard drive, and then uploaded it to my web server, and off it went. But if you don't have that situation, it allows you to create the site and upload it directly to your .Mac account. And this is really easy. And, you know, .Mac is a series of online services offered by Apple by subscription. It's $99 a year, and it has email and online storage space and backup utilities and all sorts of stuff. You know, it's actually pretty cool. You can also use it to syndicate, you know, stuff via RSS. You can podcast through .Mac. You can really do a lot of stuff. And iWeb actually lets you set up websites that not only serve your photos, but that you can also do podcasting and blogging through the template too. So there's a lot of functionality there. Now, how is this different? You know, how is what I'm talking about, which is building your own personal site, different than, for instance, having a Flickr page? And I know that some of our folks that are part of our audience, our community here, do have Flickr pages. In fact, a grab shot that I ran over the weekend of the palace in East Germany that was coming down, he gave me a link to his Flickr page. So that was cool. Now, Flickr is pretty cool stuff in that what it is, if you haven't tried it, it's an online photo sharing service. So you can join for free, and then if you want to publish a lot of stuff, you know, you can pay a subscription of about $30 a year. And it has easy tools for both Mac and Windows users to take your pictures and upload them onto your Flickr page. And then you can share that address with others, and they can take a look at your shots. You can organize them by sets. You can become part of communities. You can see what other people are doing. People can find you on Flickr by searching on tags. You know, you can tag your photographs, let's say landscape, clouds, you know, whatever. And then people can search on those tags and find your photos. It's a very cool thing. But on Flickr, the thing that I don't like, I have a Flickr page too. And sometimes we're just publishing things quick and dirty to share with the world. It's very handy. The thing that I don't like about it as your only web presence is that all Flickr pages look the same. They're just this sort of stream of photos. I think people tend to put too many photos on their Flickr site. In other words, when I look at people's Flickr pages, I go, I don't think you did a lot of sorting here, you know, not a lot of culling. And I tend to recommend that when you show your pictures to the world, that you want to have a site where you have made decisions about what the best shots are, and that's what you're showing. So I think the Flickr site serves a whole different need. What Flickr allows you to do is do this sort of stream of consciousness picture dump so that people can just see, vroom, these are all the shots I took on my field trip today. Here they are. You know, they're not, you know, not a whole lot of sorting going on. This is just a stream of photos that you can tear through. What I'm talking about for your website, for your own personal photography website, is something where you make decisions about what your best shots are. You make decisions about how to group them and how to present them. And then that's what you put up. Okay. So it's a little bit more of a reflection of your tastes and the way that you like to do things, as opposed to just this kind of the stream of stuff like everyone else is doing on Flickr. And again, no reason why you can't have both. It's just that today I want to talk about your look, okay, and your approach to photography, and have you looking at what kind of photographer you are and what kind of photographer you want to show the rest of the world. Once you start to figure that out and group your photos accordingly, and one thing is you don't have to put a whole lot of photos up here. I mean, let's say that there are three subjects that you like to photograph a lot. Let's say that you like landscape and candids and night photography. You only need to put about a dozen shots up of each. I mean, that's that will give people a good idea about who you are. And you can swap out those shots over time. And, as you get shots that are better than maybe some that are up there. But keep it. And, I feel the same way about when you put together a portfolio, too. If you're putting together a portfolio to show a potential client, or if you're trying to get a job, or whatever you would want to do with a portfolio, I think people put too many shots in their portfolio. And I think it's a lot better to keep it to a dozen to 15 or so. Make it your best work. Don't apologize for anything in your portfolio, ever. If you have to apologize for a shot, then it shouldn't be in there. And I feel the same way about any shot that you put up on your website, too. Don't put up anything that you have to apologize. Don't say, well, what I was trying to do with the shot is this, and it didn't quite work out, but I kind of like it anyway. No, it shouldn't be up there. The shots that go up on your website or go into your portfolio, the shots that you feel are successful and that you did a good job with them and that you can show them to other people with confidence. I think that's very important. Now, what about follow through? Because one of the things that I'm thinking about here, I think that a lot of you that are in this community here have potential, if you're not doing it already, to have a side business doing photography. Certainly we're covering, all the basics here. Obviously you have an interest, or you wouldn't be listening and going through all the work of downloading these podcasts and submitting your pictures online. And I think that photography as a working hobby is a wonderful one. And you can start fairly simple. You don't have to start with big weddings and so forth. You can start with family portraits, individual portraits, parties, any sort of event, helping people, taking pictures for things that they're selling on eBay, local newspaper work, other people who need pictures for the website, real estate. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, we're very much a visual society, and so we use pictures for all sorts of stuff. And I'll tell you, I mean, I have my eyes open when I'm out walking around and looking at newspapers and reading stuff online, and we could use all the good photographers that we can get. I'll just put it that way. So going back to your website again now, so you need to have a way for people to get a hold of you, and you need to make that very clear. Now, it could be as simple as an email link. If you want more information or would like to hire me for a job, email me at this address and, have your link there. Or you can create a little submit form. Now, the applications such as iWeb, I don't think really allow that, but that's probably another talk. But I do think that submit forms, I have one on StoryPhoto, and you can click on it and try it. They're kind of nice because they just give a nice little web form that people can fill out right there, and they hit submit, and then I get an email, and they don't have to open up their email client. Although, to tell you the truth, people sending you an email isn't really that big a deal. But I would make it very clear and very, very obvious on how to get a hold of you and make that part of this website. Okay. And you can even have a page that talks about hiring you and the kind of photography that you do and even how much that you charge. And I think this is a great way to do it. Now, what I do with my story photography business is that that site's been online since 1997, so it's pretty deep in Google and the aggregate sites and all that sort of stuff. So a lot of people just find me when they're looking for a photographer in Northern California. But I also have a Yellow Page listing, and I put my website with the Yellow Page listing. And this is another thing that has surprised me about photographers, in that how few photographers still list their website in their phone pages listing. And that sort of shocks me, because You know, one of the things, when I finally do talk to a client, it's amazing. For the most part, they've already made up their mind that they're going to hire me by the time I talk to them. Because they have been able to, at their own pace, take a look at my work and show other people my work and talk about it and, you know, read what I have to say. And, you know, get comfortable with how my approach to photography. So when they finally send in a submit form or they call me at the studio here, then all I have to do is not blow it and I'll probably get the job. And this is one of the things that I really like about websites. Because the other way, the way that we had to do it before, was that they would find out about me. We would set up an appointment to meet in person. And people are always a little leery because they feel like they're going to, you know, be sold something. They feel like that, you know, maybe I'm going to pressure them or they'll have to make a decision on the spot or, you know, they don't really have time to process my work. And websites really, really help with that because they allow people to think about your work and to think about you as a photographer on their own time. And then if they do decide that they want to work with you, then they can get a hold of you. And all you have to do is basically show up and be nice. And you'll probably get the gig. Okay, so hopefully now I'm selling you on this idea of building a website. I'm going to talk just a little bit more about the mechanics of it, and then, you know, I'll let you think about all this stuff. So the first thing that you have to keep in mind is what are people going to see when they first click on your site? The first impression thing, okay? And I think first impressions are very important, and in what we do, you know, that first image that they see, I think, you know, should set the tone for what kind of photographer you are. So I sort of like the idea, and you'll see this on my site, and even my other site was set up this way, that I want them to see one picture when they first come on board that kind of shows the kind of photographer that I am, the kind of shots that I like to take. And then, you know, around that, below that, have some other information and more things for them to look at. But the first thing that I want to do is say, hi, how are you? Here's the kind of photographer I am. Here's the kind of picture I like to take. What do you think? Okay. So however you decide to make your first impression, just remember that first page is the most important page. Okay. And try not to make it too cluttery. You know, try to keep it as clean as possible. Now, at the same time, I'm going to say that if you have other things going on your site, make sure people can find them. So think about organization. Think about the pages, the other pages that you need to have, and how you're going to present them to folks. Now, my previous site, I had too many pages. And part of this just happened because over the years, when I first started online, actually, I thought originally I was going to sell pictures online. That was my original concept, that I was going to sell stock photography online. So I sort of built the site that way. And then I did have stuff for weddings and so forth. But originally, I thought it was going to be stock photography. And then I decided that I needed to have more traffic. So I started, you know, publishing things, you know, to get people to come and read reviews and all sorts of stuff. And then I, you know, I had portraits, of course. I had weddings. Then I, you know, I started streaming in other information. And all of this was just part of my search, trying to figure out who I was. Remember my original story about how, you know, when you're making the brochure, it helps you figure out what your product is? Well, building this original website for me helped me to sort of try to figure out what kind of photographer I was, at least commercially. And, you know, if you look back at my old site, you can actually, it's like kind of looking at the strata in, you know, in the side of a hill where you can see the different layers of, and how they associate with different times in the past. You know, here's where the oceans came in, here's where they receded, you know, all that kind of, well, you know, you could do the same thing with my website. It was like that same sort of thing. And I certainly have some ugly periods in there. now I pretty much understand, you know, my photography life, which is divided up into the business side, which is mainly weddings and portraits, and then the fun side and the teaching side. For me, teaching and fun are, you know, synonymous. And that is the digital story site. And then I have all the other things that I do, you know, writing magazine articles and books and teaching live and all that sort of stuff. And that's just kind of, you know, covered other places. But I have a very clear notion of, you know, who I am as a photographer and what areas I want to emphasize. And I think my sites now represent that. Now, the reason why I'm telling you that is that in the beginning, you might have to kind of flounder around a little bit as you sort of, you know, get your head around what kind of photographer you are, what you want to emphasize. Do you want to do any freelance work? Is it just for the art and love of it, which is fabulous? But at any rate, what you want to end up with after the floundering is something that really mirrors you. And I hope you give it a shot. The tools have improved so much, and you can build websites fairly easily now. So the tools aren't the thing that's holding us back anymore. Now it's really, you know, just the will to sit down and do it, and the discipline, you know, to see it through. I hope you give it a try. And if you do, will you let us know? Will you, you know, share it with us? And in fact, I'm just having this idea right now as I speak. It would be really cool to revisit this subject a few months up the road and have people list their websites, or maybe even, I don't know, have a directory or something on the digital story site. If you have any ideas around that, submit a comment to the show notes on this podcast. Let's see if there's something here. It would be great. You know, I'm all for us finding ways to share our pictures with each other, and there might be a way that we can do this here. All right, well, I'm going to stop yammering right now and let you get to work. Thanks so much for joining me. Remember, the photo assignment for this month is friends, and we're getting some good stuff, so make sure you get your assignment in. Keep those grab shots coming. Keep your comments coming. And think about building a website. I hope you do. All right. Bye-bye.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.